Are they laughing at that?
Yes. Yeah, everyone. You call me Jamie on air, so everyone knows.
That's your name?
Yep.
James, Dr. Jameson is his other nickname, like the whiskey, Dr. Jameson.
That's true. Somebody saying, was Italy your favorite?
Yes, over Spain and Germany. I didn't get to see much, but Germany's airport was pretty cool.
Yeah, Italy was a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to going back because just recently we looked into our heritage, so now they're inviting us back.
Oh yeah, we found some like long lost distant relatives in Italy, so we want to go visit them.
And they're not far from where we were, as we know.
So what did you do in Italy? What were your favorite
parts? I'll tell you the most. I'm noticing. I noticed a lot of people that go to Italy all want to go to Capri to the Blue Grotto. Explain what the Blue Grotto is. It's a cave.
People know what the Blue Grotto is.
Yeah, but how did it come about?
It's a specific cave in Capri. That used to be...
Capri.
I'm
always saying Capri.
No, not if you're Italian. You say Capri. Anyway, it used to be the like pool of Emperor Tiberius. And it's just like a beautiful blue grotto of water off the coast of Capri that you get on a boat and go.
How do you get in the cave? How did that form?
On a boat. What do you mean, the cave?
What did you just say? It was from where? A special where?
It's a grotto cave in the water off the coast of Capri.
Because you said...
Emperor Tiberius used to use it as his personal pool. Because that... Right. The island
of... They told us that on the boat?
Yeah, that's what they told us on the boat,
Who
yes.
Who can understand? I didn't understand his accent very well. That's what he told us on the boat?
Yes.
I just knew he said, we're going under a cave. Put your head down. I just remember... Why was the cave there? It was just formed... Was that his pool? The Empress's pool?
It was natural. But, well, so what happened initially was that Capri used to be the seat of the Emperor. So the Emperor would, like, have a villa there and stay there for a while. And whenever he wanted to go for a swim, he would just go over to the Blue Grotto and jump in the water. And it's just a beautiful blue...
And then that cave just formed?
Well, it was there naturally already, before they even got there. It's funny how nature do that.
Oh, so he liked it. He went into the cave himself and swam? The
yeah.
Empress?
Yeah, well, the Emperor, yeah. Well, I'm sure everybody who was there.
And then we, just like when we went to Pompeii and we saw all the history there and the Colosseum, they were all just, they weren't working anymore. They were just at one
what
time.
What other parts of Italy did you like?
Rome. Oh, we had delicious food.
Yeah, Rome was good.
They had some good food and they had brick streets. It was very, you know, being back in the days... It seemed nice to go back to your heritage and see how your family lived back in the day. The farms, the towns, the streets were made of brick. They were all villas. And then you saw how the poor people had to really survive back in the day on the farm. You still had some people that lived that way. The Amalfi Coast was very cool.
Yeah, that was great too.
Going around and seeing how they inlaid right into the side of the...
Like cliffs.
Cliffs.
Yeah.
Sceneries. A lot of artwork was done right inside the rocks.
Let's see.
And the most interesting is when we got to the top and you told us the story of the dry blood.
Oh, yeah, so...
There was a doctor.
So this is like straight out of Bloodborne.